We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese, we actually have breaking news.
What you got?
I don't even know what this is. Ben, what do you got?
This per Mike Garafolo, Eagles are releasing Vinnie Curry.
So it's going down. So there we go.
They tried to work out a pay cut. They were not able to come to a decision.
Yeah, it's, you know, like we talked about this yesterday, it's tough because if you come down too far, Vinnie Curry can say, well, I know I can get that on the open market because my agent has a team that's willing to give me more money and probably more playing time.
Yep.
So Vinnie Curry no longer a Philadelphia Eagle. There you go. There's your breaking news.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how this thing sort of shapes out. I talked about it yesterday about having a guy playing on first down. Who's going to be that guy opposite Brandon Graham playing on first down? Now maybe you're asking Michael Bennett to play all three downs now.
Or just first and second?
Well, I would think you want him here as a pass rusher, right?
Maybe slides inside on third.
Yeah, well, that's all three downs.
Yeah. I know, but I don't think that.
Or is Derek Barnett ready to play all three downs?
You had said this originally, where it's like, yo, you drafted Derek Barnett. It's not like he was a project coming out of school. This is the first round draft pick that led Tennessee all time sacks.
Yeah,
this broke
Reggie White's record.
This is a pedigreed pass rusher coming out of college, first round pick, and he was exactly what people said he was going to be. And now year two, you're more or less saying like, yeah, you're still a rotational player.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe they're going to put, you know, listen, what you do with rookies after you let them get through their first year and you get a chance to see what they look like against the professionals out there. You see the good and the bad, and you give them sort of directions as to what they need to work on the upcoming offseason and sort of goals you set for them to come back. I would imagine they probably told Derek Barnett probably needs to put on about 10 to 15 pounds muscle. Certainly has to get stronger so that he doesn't wear down.
Right.
And they're going to want to see, listen, when you take a player that high, he should be a three-down player. He should be a three-down player.
Are they more or less saying earn it? Like, hey, listen, we have people here that have done it in the league before, so if he doesn't take that next step, you're still good at the position.
Right.
But otherwise, say to him, like, you got to earn your snaps.
Yeah, and I think they may be hopeful that he progresses enough that they are comfortable putting him out there on all three downs. But if they aren't, then I would imagine Michael Bennett's going to have to play on first down. He or either Chris Long. I mean, one of the two older guys are going to have to play
Bennett
on first down.
Yeah, Bennett.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. Last year, the book on him was he played more snaps than Brandon Graham last year, and he wore down, 32 years old. It's not ideal. You want him 600 snaps, right? 500, 600 snaps.
I would say 500. I would think the Eagles want to keep the formula they had last year, which had their defensive line fresh, which is keep everybody in that 400-plus snap range. I mean, they had seven guys with over 400 snaps.
Yep.
I would imagine, you know, they want to keep the reps. Fletcher talked about how fresh he felt late in the year, and it was the best he's felt throughout his career, averaging about 35 snaps a game, 40 snaps a game.
BG had 728. Vinnie Curry had 642. And Bennett last year played 941.
That's a lot of snaps.
Think about that. For a 31-year-old, that's already he has a lot of miles on that body.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, somebody's going to have to play him.
Yep.
I would imagine Derek Barnett, he's the young guy. He's the first-round pick. He would be the guy you want out there.
Well, if Barnett takes 100 more than last year, or maybe 150 more, and Bennett, Vinnie Curry had 642. Let's say Bennett should get 550.
Okay.
It means Derek Barnett's probably picking up 100, 150.
Yeah.
Maybe that's good for year two.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. But according to
Vinnie Curry. Released or getting released, huh?
Getting released. Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, who says they were trying to restructure the contract. Obviously, teams weren't eager to to trade for him with the existing contract.
No.
He'll get snatched up by a good team.
It's a high cap number for a guy who's not really a pass rush specialist.
No.
They don't typically pay ends that type of money. And so I don't know what the Eagles were asking him to reduce his salary to, but Vinny obviously and his agent obviously felt that it would better suit them to just be released and get on the open market and see if you can go to the highest bidder somewhere.
Yep, no doubt. No, it made the most sense, obviously.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it would have been close, Vinny may have taken less money to stay here.
To stay, yeah.
But let's be honest, defensive end, premium position, a lot of teams out there need help with defensive end, and he can probably get considerable more money than he would have if he comes back for 1 year at a reduced salary with the Eagles.
Yeah, my only question would be, okay, you're set for next year. I would imagine Brandon Graham has to get signed. I mean, Brandon Graham has to get signed.
You would hope so.
Well, you don't have another end for the future. All you have is an old Chris Long, an old Michael Bennett, and a Brandon Graham who's on a one-year deal basically right now.
Yep.
And then Derek Barnett. Like, you don't have ends for the future.
No, you don't.
So you got to, right? You got to re-sign Brandon Graham, I would imagine.
Well,
or maybe they'll draft a defensive end with that 32nd pick.
Well, that's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, you have to have a young guy in the pipeline, another one. If you're not going to re-sign Brandon Graham, who do you have as your defensive ends after 2018?
Vinny says goodbye. Is this Instagram there, Ben?
Yes, this is an Instagram post.
I'm reading from John Barchard, who put this out there. This is Vinny Curry on Instagram. Who would have thought a small-town boy from Neptune, New Jersey, who grew up an Eagles fan, would have been drafted to his favorite team and win his and the team's first Super Bowl championship? All God's plan. Philadelphia, thank you. Thank you, fans, for opening your arms and taking me as one of your own. This has been a dream come true for me to have the ability to play for my dream team and bring the Lombardi Trophy home to all of you. Thank you, the entire Eagles organization, coaching staff, and my teammates, my brothers, underdogs. Without you guys, none of this would have been possible. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. I am humbled by this opportunity and can't be more proud to call myself an Eagle for life. This experience has been one hell of a ride. I can't wait to see what the future now holds for me. Thank you, Philly.
Yeah.
Good dude, Vinny Curry.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they just won the Super Bowl. No one should be leaving mad. You just won the Super Bowl.
Trey Burton kind of leaving. Yeah.
Nah, he's just a little disappointed that they didn't give him a call. He said he's an Eagle for life. Trey Burton even said that. He's only been in the league 4 years. He may go somewhere else and play for 8 years. He's talking about he's an Eagle for life. It's because they just won a Super Bowl. They have a bond that's going to hold them together for the rest of their lives. 10-year reunion, 20-year reunion, 30-year reunion, 50-year reunion. This group of guys will come together every 10 years for the rest of their lives. It's a bond that will never be broken. They brought the first World Championship Super Bowl to this city. I mean, none of these guys. And Vinny got paid. Vinny got money a couple years ago. He's young. Still has a bright future ahead of him.
Yep.
No reason to be upset. Hell, he played for his childhood team and won a Super Bowl for him.
Yep, good, really good perspective.
How many people get to live that?
Not many.
Win a Super Bowl for the team you grew up rooting for?
Not many.
That doesn't happen.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. Ask him for your favorite Philadelphia sports moment.
Vinny Curry, man, and I'm not going to do a whole soapbox Joe DeCamera thing like he did for Brent Celek, but I'll just say with Vinny, and I know some people think he didn't necessarily live up to expectations, but I'll say this. I think Vinny was a hard worker. I think he had some obstacles to overcome from whether or not he was a scheme fit for certain coaches, whether it was Billy Davis, whether it was Jim Washburn, all these guys who didn't necessarily like Vinny Curry or didn't see him as a fit. I think he worked hard all the time, and he gave you what you had. So, I mean, he gave you what he had. So, he's one of those draft picks that everybody can't turn into a Pro Bowl player and an All-Pro player, but I think Vinny Curry is one of those picks that worked out as
a second-round
pick.
You get a second-round pick that's a solid starter for as many years as Vinny Curry was a contributor. That's a win. You'll take that every time. And, Ben, you're now saying that they have –
Going into this, they had $7.8 million in cap space.
Right.
So Curry, if they release him now, then they get five more, which will put them at $12.8 million. If they designate him as a post-June 1st, they theoretically have $16.8 million.
Right. 888-729-9494. So with all the restructuring and the releasing, and that's also you have to use some of that money for rookies. So you don't have that to spend on the open market. You still got to sign your first-round draft pick, which is a couple million dollars. All right, Sean of Virginia. Sean, your thoughts, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good, man. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole show yet. Yo, John, you were getting ripped this morning on the morning show, bro.
Yeah, I heard Levi was, you're talking about what Levi called in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm kind of tired of talking about Levi, but I'm sure people called the line. Here's what I've done for Levi. Here's what we've done for Levi since I've come to the show here in October. We've let him do a Christmas album. We referred a reporter of the Washington Post to call him to interview him for an interview, and we let him do a podcast with Trey Thomas. So if I don't let him call into the show every day, sorry, Levi. But that's all we're going to talk about, Levi.
Yeah, you've been generous, though. But I wanted to talk about this. I think this move, they basically had to pick, was Brandon Graham or Vinny Curry, and I think they picked Brandon Graham over this. I think this totally opens up the door for that extension. It gives them a little bit extra money, and not really for this year. This is more about a next year move, because Curry was still in the contract for next year, and that's the cap space that Brandon Graham's going to need to be re-signed. So I think this move kind of opens up that extension for Brandon. I think he's going to be the one that retires as an Eagle, and this is just the consequence of being successful.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, you're right, Sean, and I think it does. I can't imagine Brandon Graham not being here now that they decided to release Vinny Curry. They're certainly clearing up money and how he's doing whatever he can. Listen, and I hope this is all in an effort to make sure that Brandon Graham's here for a few more years.
Yep. No, you know that, because you look at it, it's like, okay, well, what do you have next year? You know what you have 2018. 2019, what do you have?
Yeah.
You have Derek Barnett. Are you going to want Michael Bennett at 33 years old?
Yeah, you're not going to want Bennett at 33, especially not as a central figure
not
at
as,
33.
Not as the BG position.
No.
You are not. All right, favorite Philadelphia sports moment. Doesn't have to be them, Brad. Like, it's not Brad Lidge throwing the final pitch. It could be that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of some of your favorite ones. Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
All right, Mike.
What up, Mike?
How are you?
All right, look, I'm going to set the scene for you real quick. Late in the season, 2007, Phillies. It's a pretty big game. Four-game sweep against the Mets last game. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. We're down by one. And Jason Worth gets on first base. He's on first base. He steals second and third back-to-back pitches on Billy Wagner. We're down 10-9 at this point.
Uh-huh.
Tadahito Oguchi gets up, knocks him in. We're tied. Jimmy gets up. They walk him. Oh, I'm sorry. Cat steals second base right after that. Jimmy gets up. He gets walked, which brings up Chase, which is why I remember this when you guys were talking about Chase a few minutes ago. And he puts in a grind of an at-bat and ends up ripping one down the line. And it was just the most electric feeling I've ever had in that stadium. Obviously, the Birds winning the bowl, I mean, you can't top that. But as far as like a non-championship, not even a playoff game, it was the most electric I've ever been in that building.
Wasn't that
it was
fun?
Incredible.
Even, Mike, even 2007, we know they won in 2008, but even just like that first year was just so cool because it was...
It was right when you could see they were starting to get really good.
Yeah.
It was really, really exciting.
Young team kind of grown with the fans. And we actually have the call, Mike. Here it is. Here's Harry.
3-2 to Chase Utley. Line drive hit the right field. Here comes Iguchi. The throw to the plate. Right.
Yes.
Bells win 11-10 on an RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win. What a huge series for the Buffalo Bills, who sweep the New York. Wow.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah. Because you know how you remember? Because L.A. used to be in the TV booth with Harry.
Yeah.
And L.A. is the king of yelling during the call, to where Wheels was always the consummate professional, where he wouldn't yell over Harry's calls.
Yeah.
But Larry's like, woo! he's screaming and yelling.
Former players, we can't help ourselves.
No, I'm fine with Larry doing that. It's awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.